of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the... Oh, yeah, here's a debate that a couple are having that I want you to give me a hand with. It's a topic of conversation that we've never actually discussed, yet it's probably a conversation that many of you have had. Years ago, this wasn't really an issue, but more children than ever before are now being born to parents who aren't married. And this has been a bone of contention for many couples expecting a baby. Back in the day, generally speaking, a couple got married, she took his surname, they went on to have children together, and traditionally, the father had the same, the children had the same surname as the father. But what should happen in a situation where the couple having the baby aren't married, they both have their own surnames, and little babies coming along? Which surname should the baby get? Is it old-fashioned and a bit sexist to always assume that it's the father's name? Let's hear from a couple who are facing this dilemma at the moment and wanted this topic brought up on air. Aisling is the lady's name, and here's what she posted on our Facebook page over the weekend. She wants to know how you deal with this dilemma in your life. Here's what Aisling wrote me. Is there any chance you could talk about this in your show? Me and my boyfriend are expecting our first baby in December, and we both can't wait, but we've hit a snag. There's something that we can't agree on. I want our baby to have my surname when he is born, and my boyfriend wants it to be his surname. I told him that I'm the one carrying our baby and doing all the hard work, and it's not much to ask. He's now upset. He wanted his son to have his surname. He sees this as a really big deal. I've always thought it's a bit old-fashioned for children to always have the father's name. Why not the mother's? Have you or your listeners been in this situation before? How did you solve it? By the way, taking both our names is a big no-no because of the surnames we both have. It would sound stupid. Trust me, says Aisling. And this is, like I said, a debate that a lot of people have had in their relationship. If you're not married, or even if you're married, actually, because obviously couples get married and she doesn't necessarily take his name. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. How did you deal with it? How do you cope with that? Straight away, a WhatsApp voice note from Dan.
Okay, Adrian, if they're planning on getting married one day, well then, the child should have the father's name, no? That's, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah, well, is it? That's the question. Call me right now on 6797981. Now, they are in a relationship, but she mentions nothing at all about getting married. I don't know if they have any plans to get married. Lots of couples don't plan on ever getting married. Paul, you're on 98FM. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Paul, you're not married.
No.
Have three children.
Yeah, 8, 6 and 4, yeah.
And all of them...
They all have my name.
They all have your surname, okay.
Yeah.
How did you come to that decision?
It wasn't even... when we were in the hospital, they just asked what was the child's name, and we said Sean Fitzsimons or whatever it was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it wasn't a big deal. Years ago, it used to be a big deal with girls years ago. I'm saying that there was a lot of unmarried mothers in the 80s and 90s, and there was no fathers on the birth cert, you know, that sort of way.
No, that's
but
true.
Like now,
yeah.
Yeah. But like now, like I'm with my missus 14 years now, like, you know what I mean? We've three great kids, so why not? It was actually her that said it to me.
Oh, it was her, right. Okay, so she was was happy enough with it. Okay. But this lady is saying in her message, I've always thought it's a bit old-fashioned for children to always have the father's name. Is it not?
Well, it never used to be old-fashioned. The father's names never went on birth cert years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but why automatically the daddy's name?
I really don't know now, to be honest with you, Adrian. It was just something that we came up with, that for the kids in school and the whole lot having different... Now, in saying that, now, when my kids are in school, like, my missus is one of the... we're both contacts. Mm. And, like, my kids say, Mum, how come you're blah, 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 and we're blah, 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 you know? And that's why we Mrs. put it in, because for school and the whole lot, you know what I mean, that the kids would all have the same name, they'd have my name, and like, I'm
okay, so in your house then, she's the odd one out, is she?
She's the odd one out, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, when we go on holidays, we all have my name on the passports, on the kids' passports, and her name is, you know, her name.
They're different, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
like,
you,
I probably will get married.
I was about to ask that was my next question to you.
Jesus, you know what I mean? It's gonna, it probably will happen, you know what I mean? But it's not going to happen at the minute, the way things are.
No, but
money
that's true.
Wise and,
all right, but in your situation, it was never an issue. She just automatically assumed the kids were going to take your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
What would you say to Aisling, who would she wants to have a debate? He's saying, I want the kids to have my name, and she's saying, well, actually, this is a bit old-fashioned.
But I don't think it is old-fashioned, you know what I mean? Like, how long are they together? Are they together years? Are they only together a year or so? Is she afraid that they're going to split up and the child will have his name? And, you know, there's a lot of things here you have to look at, you know?
All right, stay there for once.
How long are they actually together?
I don't know is the honest answer, and she doesn't mention anything about marriage, so I don't know if they ever plan getting married. Stay there for a second, Paul. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Gavin.
You should always be named after your dad. Absolutely, 100%. It's not a sexist thing or an age-old issue thing. It's just, that's the way it should be. It should be named after your dad. All kids should be. There's no problem with that. And, like, unfortunately, now, look, well, sorry, not unfortunately, but like, we've same-sex couples and all now in Ireland, so they should still be named after their dad. That it's just the way it should be. It's just normal. It's the way it should be. It's ridiculous. This snowflake place, they're changing everything.
Thanks, Gav. You see, this lady is... Does anybody agree with her? That, this is what she said in her message, I've always thought it's a bit old-fashioned for children to always have the father's name. Is there anybody who agrees with her on that point? That it is old-fashioned. And she can't see why it's automatically the father. Well, not in all households, but in a lot of households, the name is automatically daddy's name. Where am I going now? Jamie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jamie?
Good morning, how are you?
Now, your kids have their daddy's surname.
No.
Sorry, they don't?
No.
Oh, why not?
I just don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, now, are you still with the daddy?
I am, 9 years.
9 years together, very good.
Yeah.
Not married,
three
obviously.
Kids. No, not yet.
Three kids.
Yeah.
And in your house, the three kids have your surname.
Yeah.
And was that a conscious decision?
No.
No?
No.
Did he ask?
No.
But he wasn't bothered at all?
No.
So let's say their name is Murphy. Your name is Murphy. Their names are Murphy. And he's the odd one out in your house.
Yeah.
He's got a different surname to the rest of you.
He has, yeah.
And, okay, you've heard a lot of people. Sorry, Paul, are you still there?
I am indeed.
Well,
yeah.
There you are, Paul. There's a lady in the exact opposite situation. All the kids have her name.
But why did she go with her name? Was it just something that she did, or did they speak about it? Or according to her, she didn't speak about it at all. She just said, yeah, I'm going with that, and that's it.
Is that what happened, Jamie?
No, that's not what happened.
No, that's what I'm asking. What happened? Did you sit down and talk about it? Or?
Yeah, we asked him, did he want his name on the birth cert, and he said, it's not relevant. I have three beautiful kids, and you, that's all that matters. We don't need a surname.
So your partner's name is not on the birth cert?
No.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know why that is, Neil.
Why is that, Jamie, if you're still together? Why is his name not on the birth cert?
We just didn't mind what name they had.
Yeah, but having their name, daddy's name on the birth cert makes no difference to what their surname is. So his name isn't on the birth cert?
No.
Oh. Very strange.
Again, this goes back to the 80s and the 90s when we had a lot of unmarried mothers here, and they used to put father unknown on the birth cert, so they claimed our unmarried mothers and everything else. So I don't know whether that's still going on now or how that works. Or listen, if you're someone's father, it's your name should be on the birth cert, and that's the end of story.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious, Jamie, to know why his name wasn't on the birth cert of his own children in a relationship that he's still in.
But it just hasn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, each their own and all that. But Kira, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Kira.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Ciara. Now, you had your daughter when you weren't married.
Yeah, I have two kids and my two different dads. Don't judge.
I wouldn't dare, Ciara. I wouldn't dare. By the way, I hope nobody would. And it's awful that you even feel the need to have to say that. I know you're saying it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but...
Some do. Some do, yeah.
That's unbelievable in this day and age. But anyhow, so yeah, two kids.
Yeah, so my eldest, I was in a long-term relationship. We sat down, we had the talk, decided we were going to try for a baby, and we did. And thankfully, we had our little one, and it was a no-brainer that she would... Now, we got engaged while I was pregnant.
Okay.
It was a no-brainer that she was going to have his name, because actually... I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name on air. Am I allowed to say her name?
Why would you not be?
I don't know. But anyway, with his name, her name is Lily Kelly, which I thought had a beautiful ring to it.
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, so she has his name. Now, my second child...
this is your older child?
That was my older child.
Oh, sorry, Kelly. Right, yes. Yeah, so she's named after her daddy?
Yeah. Okay. Now, we split up when she was nearly two, so that was that anyway. But my second child, when I fell pregnant, he basically, I told him I was pregnant, and he ran, and I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so obviously she was taking my name. So I do have two children with two different surnames, which is not ideal. And, you know,
Bit difficult for holidays and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and on schools. And yeah. It's not ideal. But look, it's just the way it happened.
Yeah.
I'd never change Lily's name because I think Lily Kelly...
Lily Kelly's lovely. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And it does have a lovely ring to it. You're dead right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and it is a difficulty... if everybody doesn't have the same surname. So in your case, are there... Oh, no, there's two different surnames in your house.
Yeah, myself and my youngest have the same surname.
Have the same surname, and then Lily Kelly is Lily Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your view on this? The Lady Aisling saying it's a little bit old-fashioned in this day and age for the kids to automatically get daddy's surname.
Each to their own. Like, I know a girl, actually, and she was with her partner, donkey's years, and they had two kids together. Now, the two kids had her name.
Right.
Now, they eventually got married, but, like, oh, God, they were, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years together before they got married. And as soon as they got married, they changed the kid's name to his name. That's the way they did things.
And how old were the kids when they all changed their names?
Oh, they were heading into teens anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
So, so the kids would have been known as, let's say, for example, Kennedy for their younger years, and then suddenly changed their names.
Yeah. That's the way they did it now. I think it's nice to have the father's name, but it's like... There's all, like, look at me, it's all different situations, it's all different circumstances, each to their own.
Yeah, no, you were talking about different names, right? I just got this message in a moment ago. Two kids by two different dads, and we have a lot of different surnames in our house. My first daughter, by her own choice, calls herself after my surname now, and my second baby is named after his dad. So there's lots of different names knocking around the house. They're modern families,
like
aren't they?
When I had my first with him, like, we were engaged, we bought a house together, so I thought that relationship was for life. Now, it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, and these things happen.
Yeah, exactly. These things happen. It's no big deal. You know, it was a long
time ago. Tell Lily Kelly to keep Lily Kelly, because it's lovely. It's a lovely sounding name. Well done. All right, Ciara. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
You too.
Jeanette suggests double barrel names are the answer.
About the naming of the baby, I would recommend the double barrel surname. Put both in there. Then you're going to have an argument of who's going to be first. But at least both of them would be there. I think that's a much more reasonable solution. So good luck with that.
I know people have very mixed views on double-barreled names. I know lots of people that do have double-barreled names, and you kind of get used to them eventually, but they don't roll off the tongue too easily. And if you have a Kennedy Walsh getting married to a O'Reilly O'Toole, what happens then? You have four names mixed together. It becomes a bit complicated eventually, doesn't it? Where am I going now? Lauren, four children all have his name.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah.
Why was that decision made?
I don't even remember talking about it. It just kind of happened that way. And I mean, the first two have a double barrel name. They have my name, but we never used it. It was literally, I just kind of wanted my name, like, on official stuff. So on their passport, on a separate page, it will have, you know, my name, my surname. But they only go by his name, the four of them. So
and your surname is on the passport just to verify that you are their mother. And
You don't have to put... With double barrel names, you can drop the first name, but you can't drop the second name. So, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, so my name comes first, so they can get rid of my name if they want. They don't have to use my name. They have to use their dad's name.
Right, okay. So was it a case of you just decided, look, that's what you do. You call your kids after their father.
Yeah, I was in love and I was young. And I just, now I kind of wish, I kind of, like, there's only me and my sister, so none of us, none of our kids are kind of bringing our name on, are going, you know, are holding on to our surname, you know, so our surname dies with me and my sister kind of thing.
I know lots of families are in that sort of situation.
Yeah, so I'm kind of raging they don't have my dad's name, to kind of bring them on, but at the time it was just, you know, I wanted them to have their dad's name, you know, but I think now, being a bit older, I think, not being married, and I don't want to be married, and I think I would have liked to kind of give them my name.
Oh, right. So you can now understand where Aisling is coming from. And for all I know, Aisling could be in that situation where her family name may not be carried on because you've two girls. Absolutely. Or whatever the case may be.
A good friend of mine, had her son, and he had his dad's name, but his dad left the picture, and she went through so much legal jargon to get her name on his passport. It was so tough to do that because his dad had nothing to do with him. So, and he had his dad's name. Like, so it went through so much to try and get rid of that name. So, I mean, everybody's different in that, like, you know, but I just think, yeah, I think if she feels comfortable and that's what she wants, I think she'll regret it if she doesn't give her name.
Mm. And yeah, it's awful to hear you actually now regretting it yourself.
Yeah.
is the double barrel thing a solution, though?
I never used. I just put it in, as I said, for legal. I don't like using it. I would never have used a double barrel name. It was just literally, I wanted to kind of see my name maybe on the legal documents.
Right. So they can have their passports in just one name, but their legal names are double barrel names.
Yeah, they have their dad's name on their passport, but on another page on their passport, my name comes up. And
right.
Their middle names, you know.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, actually, isn't it? Because when my kids were born, I happened to be married at the time. We all had the same name, and the kids had the same name. So I was never in a situation, and that was just the thing. And yet I'm separated from my ex-wife divorced from my ex-wife many years. The kids still have my name. And you wonder, what is the right thing to do?
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm sure it was difficult for her all those years having to still deal with a bloody Kennedy. She thought she got rid of me.
My mum has only literally gone back to her maiden name after being separated for 30 years. Like, you know, so she's literally only in the last year started to use. She always used her married name. Like, so she.
And what made her do that after so long?
Well, I don't know. Like, her and my dad were great friends, and I just think. Just, I don't know why she went. I only literally found out about 2 weeks ago that when she rang me, she was letting me use her card. She goes, oh, that's my name is Hayden, by the way. So I didn't know until about 2 weeks ago that she was using her maiden name.
Oh, right. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed. We'll take some more calls on this. It's cute. I can't get over the reaction to this. Yvonne has a solution.
Adrian, I think keep her name for now, and if they get married then they can easily change to his name and the baby's name to his name. My sister and her husband did that.
Okay. Lisa, I'm going to be with you after the break. And your children had or have your surname, and that's what he wanted as well. Tom says a man really has no say in
this.
By
the sounds of that girl, she's already made up her mind. Besides, nowadays, if you're not married, the men don't really have any rights, so she can do what she likes.
Well, she can. Lisa,
hi.
Your partner wanted your kids to have your name.
Yes, he did.
Why?
Because at the when I first had my first child, we didn't know whether we were going to last as long as we have done.
Okay.
So we were unsure about our relationship. So he says it was best off the child just taking your name. And then we went on and had another child, and we just said we wanted the two kids to have the same surname. So we just stuck, then again, we just stuck with my surname. But my daughter is now nearly 8, but she uses her dad's name as well.
By her own choice?
By her own choice.
That's interesting, isn't it? Why did she decide to do that?
We're real open in the house. She can have the choice whether to keep my name or go through Deepole and change her surname to her dad's surname. So it's all her own choice. Now, she does, through school, everything is by my surname. But then when she's talking to anybody, she uses double barrel surname.
Oh, right. So, God, she's a clever little one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very smart.
You see, a lot of people think, isn't it great for the kids to have two names that they can...
Yeah.
And if they're both their legal names, then they can do what they want, really, can't they?
Yes, they can. Now, their dad isn't on their birth cert, so we couldn't go by double barrel surname. That was all down to daddy's choice of not being on it.
Why?
It just didn't
matter. Okay, the first child, you weren't sure about your relationship. Are you still together, by the way?
Yes, we are. Nearly 11 years
together. Right, okay. So that initial, we don't know how long this is going to last thing at the start is...
Yes.
So even on your second child, he's not on the birth cert?
No.
And why is that? I have to ask.
I don't know. It was just his choice not to go on it.
God, I can't get my head around that at all.
Yeah. Men and their ways is just...
Yeah, because the thought... One of the things that would make me quite proud is if I saw my kid's birth cert and my name is clearly there. Yeah, I can't get my head around that at all, why fathers wouldn't want their name on the birth cert.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, each to their own. And did you? Yep. Did you find it strange?
I did, and I didn't. It's like a 50-50.
Whatever about the first child, but the second child?
I know. I felt it very strange on the second child, but I didn't want it. Obviously, both kids have the same dad, so I wanted. Like, it wasn't fair if I was to give my second child their dad's name. People be questioning why I didn't give me first child their daddy's name as well, you know, that way. So it wouldn't have been fair having...
No, but you could still have had his name on the birth cert and called the children your name, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There's no obligation just because the father's name is on the birth cert to call the children after him.
Yeah. Well, it was just his choice. He just wanted the kids to have my surname and that was it.
I know, I understand that, but it's just the whole name and the birth cert thing. I can't get my head around at all.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, thanks very much indeed. Paddy says his wife was in this situation.
Hi, Adrian. When my wife was born, her mum and dad weren't married. And because of that, she had to take her mother's name. And then when they got married, she had to go to court to get it changed into her dad's name. But if I was them, double barrel it. Even if it sounds stupid, just to stop the argument.
All right, and then this message from Naomi.
I always wanted our kids to have their dad's last name for the simple reason that if we were to ever break up and I was to marry someone else and I was to take their name, that my kids would still have the same name as one of their parents rather than us all having different names. Thank God it hasn't happened. We're 10 years together and should have been married this year, but next year we'll all have the same surname, so it worked out.
All right, very good, Naomi. And I assume you meant to get married this year, but COVID-19 got in the way, and it's on the racks till next year. Actually, we might come back to talking about that later on in the week. Find out if you had to postpone your wedding. What are the plans going forward? Dylan, you're not married, and your child does have your name.
Yes, that's right.
And was that a conscious decision? Was it just something that you thought, well, this is what you do, or how did that come to pass?
Yeah, no, like me and my partner, I said, we're together 10 years now. Our child will be one next month.
Okay.
And ever since early in the relationship, I was pretty firm on it that I wanted my kids to have my surname. And that's just because I'm very proud of my surname. I always want to remember where I came from, who I am. And I,
what about her? Is she not proud of where she came from and who she is?
She is, but she was very happy to sort of agree with me in a sense. And then I suppose, like in her family, a lot of her family would have the father's name and a lot of the family would have the mother's name. But when it came to us as a couple, she was happy enough to sort of agree with me and give our child my name. And there's never been any issue with it. I don't have a problem with anyone having their mother's or father's name. I think it just, it purely comes down to your own individual choice.
You're saying you've no problem with a child having their mother or father's name, but in your case, it was your name or nothing.
Yeah, look, that's for me. And I will be very, very open. And that was the conversation I had. I said, if I had ever had any boys, I wanted to have my name on the birth certificate, because in my family, just for example, there's only two boys in my generation.
Mm.
So if I didn't have a boy, or so just like, even if I had a girl or a boy, and my surname wasn't used, there's a good chance that my family name on my dad's side of the family tree would have stopped with me. Now, obviously, it would have went on, but the name wouldn't have carried on as.
Okay, you were insistent. You were insistent on the child's naming your surname. You insisted on your name being on their birth cert. I still can't get my head around why a father would not want his name on the birth cert. I just don't understand.
No, like in terms of the birth cert, I think that comes down to a whole new sort of kettle of fish. Look, people want their name on the birth cert or don't.
I can't understand why a bloke wouldn't want to be officially recognised on a birth cert as a child's father.
Well, look, I come from the Blanchardstown area, and I know a lot of men in this area who don't have the names on the children's birth cert purely for claiming purposes.
Ah, right, and so she can't come chasing after him.
Pretty much, and I think that comes down to a big part of it, and look, whether people want to admit it or not admit it.
I've always believed that for the children more than anything else, if the mother knows who the father is, then it should be legal that his name is put on the birth cert. Just for
100%.
For historical reasons, if nothing else.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Dylan, thanks very much indeed. Let's squeeze in some more messages. This is from Ian.
How are you, Adrian? Me and my missus in the exact same situation. I have two sons from a previous relationship and they have my surname. And my missus has a daughter from a previous relationship which has her surname, but now in October we're going to be having our first child together, and we're still can't decide on which surname the baby is going to get. Sorry, I can't come on a minute more. Cheers.
All right, good man. Thanks very much indeed, Ian. And Aideen sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
My child has a double barrel name. Mine first, then her dad's. Me and her dad are not married, but we're together. I don't think we'll ever get married. And if we ever have any more kids, they'll be double barrel too. Their name kind of has a ring to us, so it's grand. But that way no one's left out. And if we do get married, well then, so what? We're still in there. It's grand.
All right. Well, Aisling says their two names. This is Aisling who sent me the message in the first place. She says their two names mashed up together don't actually sound right. Thomas, you've gone down the double barrel route as well.
Yes, I am. Actually come from my mum and dad. Had three kids, myself, my younger brother and sister, and they couldn't decide on names either, so they went double barrel, and now I have a 2-year-old myself, and it was due to get married this year, and obviously the whole COVID-19 thing knocked it out on the head for the minute,
mm-hmm.
But my missus tried to do the whole thing of, oh, well, can we not use my name? I said, nope, it's not happening. It's my name or it's a no-go.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah, because if you were to make it double, so you've already got a double barrel name.
I have a double barrel name, yeah.
And you go by the double barrel name, I assume?
I do, yes.
Yeah, and if you were to double barrel it with your other half, that'd be...
Maybe triples.
Oh, God, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier on. It does get a little bit messy after a while. So it's your name or the highway?
It's my name or the highway, yeah. But no, like I said, we were due to get married in April.
Yeah.
So she was obviously going to take my name anyway, so it made no difference really that way. But
What's happening with the wedding? It's a conversation I want to have later on in the week. What's the plan?
We were postponed until September. So hopefully everything goes well as it is going now, and it'll all be sorted out then.
All right, very good.
So there's one big family with the name.
Excellent, very good. All right, thanks very much, Thomas. Let's squeeze in a couple more WhatsApp voice notes. This is from David.
Adrian, my partner was the one who said my son was taking my name because, in her opinion, she wants a traditional wedding, you know, all the stuff that comes with that. So why should she get to pick and choose the traditions she wants? You know, it's not really that big of a deal. If you're going to get married and take their name anyway, what's the problem? It's also an insurance policy for men further down the line, because if your child doesn't have your surname and your missus decides to start acting the maggot, it can cause a lot of problems for you.
Now, you could do what Gareth just told us. He's in a relationship, but they've the exact same surname. Isn't that handy? They're not married, but they have the exact same surname. Denise.
My daughter has a double barrel name. I always use my surname on everything. But when she goes with him, he uses his name on everything. But her first name is on the birth certificate, is used on the passport.
And finally, Rachel.
Let's be real. The guys don't want to go on it, so if they ever split up that, they think it will be harder for the social welfare to come after them for maintenance or a court, or they can deny paternity. And the women the same. They think that it's all to do with social welfare payments, that they're going to be chased because the father's name is on the birth cert, which is absolute rubbish.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for listening today. Back again tomorrow morning at 10.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.